gospel. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration that was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered, and Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth in Galilee, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And then the angels of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and singing, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. And when they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. It's funny to me that the most traditional day of the year, you know, the day where we all have our traditions that we have to have, that day is celebrating one of the most non-traditional events to ever happen. Now, I know I have my own quirks. No comments, doesn't. No comments. I know I have my own quirks, especially about Christmas. We all do, don't we? We all like Christmas. And we say that Christmas is for the kids. We say that, don't we? We say Christmas is for the kids. But we all know it's about us. We want it done like we've always had it done in our family, don't we? We want to have the same favorite ornaments and the same favorite foods, and we want to sing the same songs. We want to even come to the same Christmas Eve service. We want our traditions. But you know what? There was nothing traditional about that day. Nothing. It was the first registration. Nothing normal about that. And it wasn't like we register today. There wasn't a form that you got in the mail and you filled it out and you returned it, or a phone call, or even something you could figure out on the internet to do. They had to travel. They had to travel to their own family home. There was no hotels.com. There weren't any really nice two queen bed, single bath hotel rooms. There were big open rooms that you could stay in. But Mary and Joseph didn't get that. It wasn't traditional. It wasn't a traditional to travel 9 months pregnant on a donkey anywhere. It wasn't ordinary. It probably wasn't ordinary to bed down with the animals near a manger. However, that seems like one of the more ordinary things of the story, because they did travel for days to the manger. So sleeping under the stars with the animals, that was probably the most traditional or ordinary thing that happened. There probably wasn't a midwife available to help deliver Jesus. I'm guessing that Joseph didn't have any experience delivering a baby. All of the things that we read in the story and that we hear in the story and that we take for granted these days, they're all part of our tradition. Things that seem so common to us, but they weren't traditional that night. Kevin and I was working on my sermon Thursday, I think, and Kevin was walking by the hall. He said, "What are you doing?" I said, "I'm working on my sermon." He said, "This has got to be one of the hardest sermons to write because everyone knows the story." We do. To us, it's tradition. Then it was everything but ordinary. We know the story, and year after year, we get so excited and we want that special gift that we receive on Christmas morning. But sometimes we forget it's the most special gift we'll ever receive. Several years ago, the Joy and Company group headed to Burnet, Texas, and I went with them out to see the replica of Bethlehem. I don't know if you've ever been, but it's really a wonderful experience. And you go and there are people everywhere. There are people who are working for the church, who are the tax collectors and who work in the different businesses around Bethlehem. There are people doing things all over the street. And then you add to that all the people who came to see Bethlehem. And there are people everywhere. And you're going around and you're looking in the shop windows and you're trying to get a feeling for everything that's going on. And it's just crazy chaos everywhere. And you think, wow, that really must have been what it was like. And then you walk around the corner. And it's as though the whole world has just fallen off. And there in the crook of a hillside are animals, and Mary, and Joseph, and the baby. And it's so quiet, and peaceful, and joyous. And it all begins to make sense. We come here today to celebrate that Jesus was sent here for me. And for you, for every one of us, for all, as Kevin reminded us. All of the craziness of the world, all of the obligations that we have, all of the noise, and yes, all of the fear and the hopelessness is replaced with peace and joy and love and hope. Because Christ came for me. And as we celebrate our traditions and as we gather with friends and family, may we remember that Christ came for us all and that all that we do today was because of that night. All the unusual, non-traditional events happened so that we could have hope and peace and joy and everlasting love. Amen.